If you liked Sally Rooney and you haven't already read Outline by Rachel Cusk, you may well have done. If you haven't, that would be top of my list of recommendations. If you have, I think you would really enjoy Ponty by Charlene Teo. It's a really beautiful novel about two teenage girls who are friends and the way that friendship changes as they've gotten older. That's a really interesting relationship.
It sounds a bit Elena Ferrante, is it?
A little, yeah. Which is great. I love that. If you like Sally Rooney, but maybe you want something that's a bit funnier this time, I think you would like The Clasp by Sloane Crossley. Sloane Crossley is a writer. I love her essays, and The Clasp is her first novel. It's got a love triangle. It's got a literary mystery. It's hilarious. There's a trip to Paris. It's really good fun.
Amazing.
I think you would enjoy that too.
Girl on a Train.
Yeah, so if you're looking for another great thriller, I love The Party by Elizabeth Day. It's got mystery and intrigue at the heart of the British establishment. There's moments of real humour in there as well, with a really great mystery that unfurls through there. I also loved My Sister the Serial Killer.
Oh yes, I've been meaning to read that. Have either of you read that?
No.
It's great, that's really good. So those would be my two suggestions for that.
So if I were to tell you that I loved Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine,
yes,
which is a massive selling book a couple of years ago, what would you recommend?
So I was thinking for Eleanor, it seems to me that what readers loved so much about that book was Eleanor herself. Mm-hmm. So I've got a few other unforgettable female characters for you. Queenie by Candice Carty-Williams.
Candice Carty-Williams, yes. I've read that and I think it's very, very good. I'd recommend that.
That would be one of my suggestions. Also Saint Maisie. Which is by Jamie Attenberg, and it's about a woman that runs a cinema in New York during the Great Depression. She's a fantastic character. And another New York book with another fantastic woman is Lillian Boxfish Takes a Walk by Kathleen Rooney.
Lillian Boxfish takes a walk.
Yeah,
I struggle with my words at the best of times.
That's a great novel about a woman who every New Year's Eve she goes out for a meal by herself. That's how she chooses to celebrate her New Year's. And on this particular New Year, she decides to walk through New York to the restaurant, and she remembers the city as she goes.
What a lovely concept.
Really good.
Bill Bryson.
Yeah.
So say I have an uncle that loves Bill Bryson, and I want to buy him a book for Christmas.
All those uncles that love Bill Bryson. Yeah,
it's a kind of uncle author to love.
So for more funny non-fiction, I would always suggest The Cyclist Who Went Out in the Cold by Tim Moore.
Okay.
Tim Moore, some people might know, as a sports writer, writes a lot about cycling. So he decided to cycle the route of the Iron Curtain Trail on a wooden bike.
That actually sounds horrible.
Yeah. It's part travelogue. I mean, the journey itself... a disaster sounds harsh because he makes it, but there are some troubles along the way. But also you get the history of the places and the countries, and there's a lot about Europe that I didn't know that I learned from this book. So it's, I think, a winning blend of history and humour and travel, but also some quite poignant moments that really stayed with me. But for something that's just interesting non-fiction, I really recommend Oranges by John McPhee.
It's
one of my all-time favourite books. It is literally just about oranges. It's one of the most interesting books I've ever read.
If I told you that my brother liked Lee Child...
Yeah.
No, he doesn't read books, but... no one in my life does, just me.
Okay, so for Lee Child, I mean, here in Brighton, we are just spoiled for brilliant crime writers.
There's so many.
You've got Peter James. I really like William Shaw. There's Ellie Griffiths, Dorothy Coomson. So lots of options there. If you wanted to look a bit further away than Brighton, my very favourite crime thrillers at the moment are by Attica Locke. She's just started a series that's called Highway 59. The first one is called Bluebird, and the second one came out this year. That's Heaven My Home. They are both fantastic.
And thrillers.
They're really, really clever because they've got fantastic plots, really intriguing mysteries at the heart of them, but some of the most incredible sensitive writing on modern day America that I've read, which is a really lovely blend in a book that is a page turner.
We were just talking about Instagram earlier, and I actually couldn't sleep at night if I didn't ask you to tell me your trick for enjoying Instagram.
I have some rules. So my rule for using Instagram in terms of who I follow is no influencers, no models, and like three or four celebrities that are people I feel like I just really want to hear more from and who improve my day by being there.
I'm going to ask you who they are now.
Are you? Yeah. Yeah. So first is Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye.
Tell me about his book quickly. Is it lovely?
It's brilliant. Yeah. Yes, his memoir's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I really recommend that as a Christmas gift as
well. Oh, great. Well, we'll move on to that in a second.
So Jonathan Van Ness, Tracy Ellis Ross mm-hmm. is just a ray of sunshine. She's fantastic. Gordon Ramsay and Phil Collins.
Wow.
I'm almost speechless. Christmas gift guide.
Yeah.
What would be on it for you?
Mm, so you asked me a favourite Christmas mm-hmm. book earlier, and my favourite Christmas book to read at Christmas is actually Skipping Christmas by John Grisham.
Okay.
It's not the sort of book that John Grisham usually writes. It's quite small. It's not crime or legal or anything. Mm-hmm. But it's just a joy. It's very funny and very sweet. And I think a really enjoyable thing to read at Christmas. I read it every year. Mm. Christmas for me is also a really good time for reading short stories because you just don't have any time to read a whole novel. Mm-hmm. So I'm reading New Daughters of Africa, edited by Margaret Busby, which is brilliant, full of just incredible writing.
Published by local independent, wonderful publisher, Myriad Editions.
Yeah.
Actually, that's another good thing to do around Christmas time is really support your independents and support your independent publishers as well as your independent bookshops.
Definitely.
You know, Waterstones don't need your cash as much as you guys do. And I probably get in trouble for saying that, but I think go and talk to someone and get a really good recommendation. Yeah. Buy a nice bookmark.
Yeah.
And they're easy to wrap.
They are so easy to wrap, yeah. And I would say trying to choose a book for someone that you think they might like is one of the sweetest gifts you can go for. And if you're really stuck, ask a bookseller.
Ask
They'll
a bookseller.
Always have a suggestion.